1 year ago yesterday, I decided, you know, I'm just going to go all in on LinkedIn and really see if I can make that platform work. Best B2B platform on the planet.
This is another episode of the Automate and Grow podcast. My guest today was nominated by a number of individuals, so I'm anticipating big things from Monty Clark.
Hopefully I don't disappoint.
I know. I wanted to build up just to make sure that you met the standard of being nominated by, I think, by three people.
Nice. That's an honor. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you to them, too. So I think you know Chad Borquin.
I do. Yep. Very well.
And then we talked about Bob Sager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Adam, right? That's his last name. Rosenzweig.
He's got a hard one. Yeah, Rosenzweig or something like that. He'll hammer us after this.
I at least butcher 72% of the names on the podcast, so feel bad. Monty was highly recommended because you've provided LinkedIn coaching to each of these individuals and they've seen some interesting results. So I appreciate you, first of all, joining me today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem. Well, we were talking before and I think, you know, I asked you, I said, oh, well, I think you're a LinkedIn coach, but you said it was kind of by accident.
A little bit. Yeah. So I'm a marketing and sales strategist actually, and done that for 25 years. 1 year ago yesterday, I decided, you know, I'm just going to go all in on LinkedIn and really see if I can make that platform work. Best B2B platform on the planet, you know, so, started doing that. Initially started talking about search engine optimization because that's what large part of my career has been around. And within about 4 weeks, had different agencies reaching out to me, wanting me to white label my services under their brand. So I was like, okay, there's, you know, this is good. I'm going to really dig into it. Spent literally between 10 to 12 hours every day on the platform. Investigated all the algorithm and talked to everybody that I possibly could to try and learn how to best go about, you know, doing marketing and sales on the platform. And took my experience of what I was finding out and wrote a book called Mastering LinkedIn. And that did really well. From that, I had, you know, so many people that were reaching out to me, asking me questions about LinkedIn, how to do it, how to build up their networks, how to do sales on the platform. It just kind of naturally, as you said, evolved into putting together a masterclass. So now a large portion of my business is working with individuals to help them. It's a business growth class more than it is a specific LinkedIn class. You know, we talk all things inbound marketing and outbound sales and how to use the platform to bring in more business and grow your company.
So it's interesting to hear, first off, I guess it sounds like, you know, initially in your business, your approach was, aside from hacking the system, like spending so much time on it, your own content seemed to lead to some opportunities, which kind of probably got your attention, right?
Yeah.
And what do you think was special about that content? Because I think, you know, I struggle watching, but, you know, when I use YouTube, I don't see a lot of great content.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's hard to find good content for sure. Really, no matter what platform you're on. You know, what I found is that most people post for themselves. You know, this is kind of what I want to talk about. This is what I want to hear myself say. It's more self-centered, I guess, if you would. And it's not conversational. It's not engageable, right? So when I first started, I was trying to solve a problem that in search engine optimization, which got me the attention from these ad agencies, because ad agencies traditionally don't focus on SEO. So they were reaching out to me. When I started going, then investigating and going, digging deep into LinkedIn, I was solving problems, but it was more just kind of disseminating information, right? So I was just casting a lot of information that I was coming up with as I was researching the platform And I did not have a lot of people that were reaching out to me to do business. It was more, yeah, can you help me do this? Can you help me do that? How do I do this on LinkedIn, so on and so forth. And then when I finally kind of figured out that what I need to do is help people solve their problem, what specific problem are they trying to solve, either with a platform, but more so with their business, that's when everything changed around and I started posting more for a target market as opposed to just disseminating the information that I came across for myself. Does that make sense?
No, that totally makes sense. So I think the one thing that people struggle with is, you know, probably a different conversations, which is what do I post?
Totally.
And that has two connotations, which is, you know, they're thinking of what they need to get out of it, which is kind of what you're saying, which is they're thinking of, well, if I post about what I'm working on or what I want, then maybe I'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
I think what you're describing where you had success and figured it out was you have expertise, demonstrate it, like give it away, so to speak. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think there's probably two things that hold us back in that. I don't know what you see. One is like, well, I'm shy about it. I don't really want to present myself as the expert, or I don't want to give it away.
Totally. I think both, that was said very well. I think both of those problems exist, you know. I think on top of that, giving it away, most people talk about what they do, right? So I may solve a bunch of different things within my company, within my niche and what I specialize in. And my focus is going out there and delivering what I do to people. And so they don't want to give a lot of that away as though they're kind of trade secrets or something like that, you know. But if you just reverse that, it's just a different way of thinking and talk about the problems that you solve for a target market, then it's a different focus and it's actually what people want, right? So, you know, if you're giving people what they want, and if they're your target market and you can solve their problem, then they're naturally going to want to engage you and do business, right? If you just continually talk about everything that you do on the platform, it'll be crickets. You're not going to, you know, because there's tons of people that do what we do.
True.
It's what kind of uncommon value do we possess that nobody else does that we can communicate? And then what kind of problems are we solving for the target that we're trying to do business with?
So what did that look like for you, or what, you know, what do you recommend for someone? Like, are you specifically saying, hey, have you had this problem? I see other people with it and this is how I solve it. It's like almost, I've seen whiteboard, but I'm curious how your situation was and how that, and what you coached.
You know, for me, the biggest thing was about LinkedIn was how there's all kinds of LinkedIn experts, right? So for me, it is when you take most LinkedIn programs and even LinkedIn itself, right? LinkedIn has a program about how to do LinkedIn. You can go to the Learning Center under your work tab and find that. You can just search their own library, right? But what most courses do are teaching you all of that. I equate it to like an airplane, okay? I can bring you in, I can show you into the cockpit, and I can show you all the buttons and knobs and pulls, the functionality of the airplane, and that's going to give you a sense for how that airplane flies, but it's not going to teach you how to fly, right? What LinkedIn is a self-contained marketing and sales platform that if you have the right strategies, you can actually grow a business. And the reason why it's the best platform on earth is because it centralizes and localizes your target market. So you can both do inbound marketing, you can get people to come and talk to you who you can do business with, and I do that on a daily basis. And you can also go really choose the target market and the specific person, your avatar, if you would, that you want to do business with, and go engage them in conversation directly on the platform. That's what makes it so great, and that's what makes it so effective. But you have to have the right strategy to employ to do it.
Yeah, so I'm glad you mentioned that. So what you're saying is part of it is put out the content and the valuable learning that, you know, shows, listen, if you want to do this way. Solve this problem. I see this problem. Here's how I fix it, or here's what I found to fix it. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like your content strategy, which attracts people, you're saying.
Correct.
And then what the other side, that if you flip that, what you're saying is, I can use something like Sales Navigator to say, here's my customer avatar, who looks like that guy or that girl, and create a way to engage them in conversation, like reach out to them systematically over time.
Exactly.
Grow your network that way.
Yeah. So, you know, all B2B sales are relationship driven, right?
Right.
And all sales are emotionally driven. So it's emotion first. And a lot of that emotion comes on, is with your first engagement, right? So it's the first impression that you get. So what happens is a lot of people will start those conversations with a pitch.
Right. It's crazy. Okay?
And you're dead in the water the very minute you do it. Because LinkedIn is a relationship first, and all businesses, honestly. You know, it's relationship first. How you, the strategy and the methodology in which you go about developing those relationships and then walking through somebody to enhance your trust, expertise, and authority within your niche is really, that is what really depends on how quickly you can pull people in to do business with, or you just blow it and they're gone, you know.
I'm sure, you know, in kind of my own figuring LinkedIn out, that there's probably some buried in there, some historically bad approaches.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it then, you know, it's tough to think in terms of what the other person's witnessing until you witness it.
Yeah.
And I noticed one point, and maybe you did this too, where you get all these unsolicited messages from people.
Yeah.
For in-mails, that, to me, that's spam because I haven't accepted you. So I kind of ignore those.
Yep.
And I always tell people, don't touch those. The second is, I think what it clued me in was, I said, you know what, I'm going to say yes to everyone that invites me, because I was saying no because I could tell it was going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the pitches.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, what did I say yesterday to someone? Let's not send them an unsolicited manuscript.
Exactly. You know, I have a friend who, we were just having this conversation yesterday, and he said he has a buddy who just took a CEO position at a large company. And he said once, almost the day after he took that position, he received no less than 10 direct messages a day of people spamming him about lead generation.
No way.
And building your business on LinkedIn. It's a problem. I mean, it's really a big problem. There's a lot of automated tools out there that people are using poorly.
Right.
And there absolutely is a case for automation done right. And, you know, but when it is just used for spamming people like that, what it does is turn people off of the platform.
Right.
Right. And they don't want to engage. But I would also say you can still develop and build those relationships. And the thing that you must do is work this inbound content side to where you are showing your trust, expertise, and authority. And I just had, you know, I just had an email 30 minutes before we got on the call of a guy that said, I've been following your content for some time. We have this company and we'd like to talk with you about marketing strategy using LinkedIn. He's never commented on any of my posts.
That's great.
I was not even connected to him.
Wow.
And no likes, no nothing. But yet he said, I've followed your content for some time, right? So it does work. And if you employ the right strategies, like we've said, you know, you will attract people to do business with and they will seek you out. But it does take time. It's like farming.
Yeah, that makes sense, which is, I think we get impatient. And there's a point where you're like, well, I'm not doing enough. So I need to proactively go find people and try to talk to them. Mm-hmm. But then, to your point, that doesn't necessarily build trust and authority, right?
Right.
Got it.
Right.
So I think you made another point too, which is like there's tools, and I know they're always fighting the tools, but it's more the copy, right? It's like, are you trying to talk to someone or are you trying to blast them with an offer?
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Are you trying to start conversation, right? Which is relational.
Yeah.
Or are you trying to make an immediate sale, which is just spray and pray?
Not logical either, I guess, when you really get into it.
Well, it's true. And, you know, quite honestly, what happens is it is organizations and people that prey on people that don't know any better, right? I don't work the platform. I don't know anything about the platform, but I hear quick leads, right? And I hear quick sales. Yeah, let's do it. So they'll spend money for a period of months. They won't get anything from it. And they've just spammed all kinds of people. And that just makes it even that much harder then when you want to go back and actually try and develop relationships. You've already gotten rid of however many because you've just spammed them, right? You know? So.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Well, it's encouraging to hear that, you know, what you're trying to do, and it's obviously is having positive effect, is to actually have, you know, business conversations. And just because it's online doesn't mean it's not a real person on the other end, and you're treating it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are some of the, I guess, the success stories, or is there a success story that kind of stands out that says, you know, this is where we went from not knowing about or not using LinkedIn to this person turning things into something really significant?
Yeah, I've got all kinds of them, honestly. I'm working.
Yeah, I didn't mean to tell it you could do all. It's just probably easy to pick one.
Chad, you know, honestly, Chad, who recommended me come talk to you is one of them, actually. You know, he and I sat down at a restaurant. For one, I've known Chad for easily 20 years. Great friends. We sat down at a restaurant one day, and, you know, you've had Chad on the show, but for those of you that don't know Chad, he's a musician. He's right. A phenomenal guitar player and has a great country band that he plays in and that they tour around in. And I said, you know what? You're missing the boat. You're not doing anything on LinkedIn. I remember the conversation. He's like, I play in a band.
Yeah, right. What does this have to do?
I'm a musician. Why would I want to be on LinkedIn? And I'm like, I said, just trust me. You need to get on the platform. I'm going to walk you through some strategies. We're going to do some things because he also does some keynote speaking, and he does, you know, some things around his band. He also books bands. So there's all kinds of different things business related that he does around music too, right?
What you're saying is, I forgot that he has like a label or a booking service, right?
Yeah. So he has, he's followed everything that I've asked him to do. We talk on a weekly basis, and he has just skyrocketed. I mean, his connections have gone up exponentially. He's actually gotten himself into some opportunities that he never would have dreamed possible, and that literally have nothing to do with music either. And some things that could make him a very wealthy man, which
I know one of them.
What's that?
I think I know one of them.
Do you?
Well, so one of the mutual connections, I think, has some pretty crazy things, and his episode will probably be out before this one, which is Scott, right? Like, Scott's got some crazy business stuff going on with agricultural technology and even COVID.
That just to me, that shows, okay. And I've had numerous stories like that. I had another guy that I, or client that I've worked with out of South Africa. Right. And that's the cool thing. I'm a guy in Kansas, right? Kansas City, Kansas. And I'm doing business all over the world. And one of those relationships was with a guy in South Africa. And I helped him start a podcast like this, and he wound up getting in front of some people at Microsoft. And so he's in the business data analysis space. And so he's looking at being a distributor and doing some big things with Microsoft in South Africa. That would be huge things for him. So, I mean, it just goes to show you, when you get active, engaged, and you have the right strategy, even what you think you're going after, there may be things that open up around, you know, the peripheral could just explode. So, you know, it's when you're making relationships and when you're investing in relationships, you never know what the 6 degrees of separation might bring you.
Yeah, totally. I love hearing these success stories, because I think it brings back focus to, well, wait, you know, don't feel guilty about creating content. Because honestly, sometimes I do. I think maybe I enjoy it too much. I'm not sure. I get to talk to interesting people, right? And I learn things, yeah, and it expands my network. And sometimes I'm like, you got to calm down on that, right? But
yeah.
It is, you know, I think even from what a prior guest said, which is, no, you got to do it every day, buddy. Like, what are you doing?
You do. And, you know, it's really, one of my greatest joys in working with people is taking individuals who have been developing content. I have one client right now, and she was working diligently, I mean, just hard on LinkedIn to try and get people to take notice of her content, get to do some things. She was getting 20, 30 views per post, you know, and she had 700 connections, 750 connections, just a small network or so. I started working with her, and after just a couple of weeks, she is getting 1,000 views.
Oh, great.
She's just blown away.
Way more attention.
Yeah. Then another couple of weeks, 2,000 views, and just blown away. And I just love seeing and hearing, you know, when the light turns on and they start to go, wow, this, and we look at her, all the people that have viewed her profile, and it goes from like 5 up to 300,
right,
almost overnight, you know? Yeah. And it's kind of fun. It's like watching a kid, you know, at Christmas morning when they get to see their posts and they've gone from 20 views up to 2,000 views. So
huge. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a cool deal.
And so again, your approach in that scenario is both outreach and content.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay.
Yep. So what people don't really realize about LinkedIn, what they focus on, is posting, right? But really it's, if you want to do it right, it's at least a 50-50 post, mm-hmm, and engaging, because engaging is creating content as well. You know, on a post, you get 2,300 characters. Guess how many characters you get in a comment?
Same.
2,300.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Another 23. So you can almost do a full post, mm-hmm, in a comment. So if you find some good content where people are engaging and stuff like that, and you really take the time to write some quality content there, you'll be amazed at how many people will connect with you just off of a comment. So
what are you coaching people time-wise to invest in that daily?
You know, when I coach people about how to develop content and stuff, I can show people how to develop about 6 months worth of content in about 2 hours.
2 hours.
So, okay. Yeah.
That's like 120 minutes and...
Yeah. So, I mean,
when, 1 minute posts even, right? Like,
yeah. I mean, when you're, when you don't know really how to, when you're just kind of trying to pull stuff off the top of your head, what should I post about, you know, stuff like that, it can be really hard. But in terms of time spent, it really depends on what your strategy is. If you're trying to build your business and you're using it to go out and find a target market and go out and engage and stuff like that, it's kind of up to you. So, you know, with posting itself, if you post and you have your notifications on with your on your phone or something like that, when somebody puts a comment, you can very quickly go out and respond almost just like somebody's just text messaged you, right?
That makes sense.
So, then throughout the day, if you just jump on the platform, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a day throughout the day and just kind of work it into a daily routine. It doesn't have to be, okay, I got to block out 3 hours of my day to do LinkedIn. It really does not have to be like that. But if you're using it for business and you're prospecting, then what I do is I work with my clients and and take 10 people a week. And so we work through 10 engagements a week and funnel them down through to try and build relationships with anybody that we can within those 10 people. And we do that on a weekly basis. So,
sorry, if I understand this correctly, you're targeting 10 conversations for your client. So it's not like 100 a day or 20 a day. It's like 10. And we're just trying to make sure we touch them enough times, like engage with them, or what's the approach on that?
Yeah. Our first goal is to, our first goal is to identify them. Our second goal is to engage with, or to connect with them. Once we connect with them, our third goal is then to engage with them, right? Let's have a conversation. Think of it like a live networking event. Okay. If you walked into a networking event, what would your goal be there? It would be to meet a certain amount of people or as many people as you possibly could within that time, but to have that initial first step kind of conversation. Who are you? What do you do? How, you know, is there any way that I can help you type of deal? So it's a meet and greet. It's get to know you. That's your first step. So then from there, you know, how you then manage through those conversations is what we call a sales funnel process. And it's how quickly can you get into the conversation that will lead you without feeling like you're being a high pressure salesperson or being salesy. So.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. So, and I'm just surprised, I guess, at the number that's only, that would sell like a couple a day, basically what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, quite honestly, for every person, it comes down to, well, how much business could you actually do? Okay. And are you talking about you need to do 5,000-6,000 deals a year? Not likely, not in the B2B space. For most people in the B2B space, you're talking about at the most, what, 15, 20?
Depends on the size, I guess. And the complexity.
Yeah. Yeah. It depends on your offer and stuff like that. For the most part, people don't work with that many accounts or that many deals.
That's
so
true.
What you're looking at doing is finding the right ones, and you don't have to spam people for it. You have to investigate it, and the more you investigate it and the more you put the strategy towards it, then the better off you're going to do. And so then it's more about relationship, right?
That makes total sense. So take an account-based approach, person-based approach.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Hey, Monty, I want to be conscious of your time because we could probably talk about this for a really long time. So
yeah.
it's an interesting topic to me always, and I love seeing people that are getting results. So I want to acknowledge you for the work that you're doing with so many people.
Thank you. Thank you.
How do people get in touch with you?
Clearly the best way is on LinkedIn. You know, connect with me, message me. Happy to have conversations. My company is relevantmarketing.solutions. That's the actual URL. And you can also find me at montyclark.com, M-O-N-T-E, montyclark.com. But, you know, I respond the quickest and easiest through LinkedIn.
Which makes total sense.
Yeah.
okay, a couple quick things that we'll wrap up with. One is, who are the five people that you spend the most time with, assuming that those people shape the type of person that you are?
Sure. Great question. Well, obviously my family and my kids first. So, you know, my wife and my four kids that take up.
Four, you're done. Oh my goodness.
A lot of time. Yeah. They take up.
You're done having kids, but you're, yeah, that's five right there.
it is.
Wow.
It really is. You know, I tend to spend most of my time with friends and clients, honestly. So, Chad Borkman is one that we talk to on a weekly basis and then clients. So it's, you know, that takes up pretty much all my time.
That makes total sense. How are you changing the world?
One person at a time, really. You know, if I can help people achieve what they're meant to do and what they've set out to do, that's joy to me. So it's one person at a time.
I love it. That's a great answer. And that's a more than important mission. I'll wrap with one final thing, which is, as you know, when we have interesting people on the podcast, we like you to nominate other interesting people to be a future guest of Automate and Grow. We tend to talk to people that are experts or entrepreneurs about their entrepreneurial journey or how they automate marketing, sales, support, or any part of their business through systems. So who would you, Monty Clark, like to nominate as a future guest?
The person that you should have on the show is Gordon Treadgold. Gordon is also a friend of mine. I spend time with him too.
Okay.
He's a business partner of mine as well. He's in Brussels. And he is one of the top 10 top experts in leadership, and phenomenal guy and a great, great interview. I've had him on my own podcast a couple of times, and I think you'll really appreciate getting to know him.
So it's Gordon Treadgold, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You've been nominated as a future guest of Automate and Grow. Monty, I really appreciate the time you spent with me. It's been really exciting and interesting. Come back anytime.
Love to. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. This has been another episode of Automate and Grow. We will see you in a future episode of Automate and Grow.